The surest sign the dam was about to burst came in the form of an encrypted call on the afternoon of January 4, 2017, from a number in the 646 area code, a New York cell phone. Glenn Simpson and his business partner at Fusion GPS, Peter Fritsch, had been getting their share of blind calls since Donald Trump's election. The inauguration was just weeks away, and reporters from all the major media outlets were desperate to catch up on a story many had fumbled or simply ignored: how to explain the bizarre relationship between Trump and Russia. By then, Simpson and Fritsch were deep into that story. Few outside of a small group of journalists and lawyers knew of their work during the campaign, but word had started seeping out after Trump's upset victory. Their Washington-based research firm had been digging into Trump's ties to criminal elements in the United States and Russia since September 2015. Month after month, the project had grown in scope, starting with a review of his business record and expanding to a full excavation of his many dubious real estate projects from Panama to Azerbaijan. Fusion worked with a global network of sources and subcontractors to examine Trump's dealings with an array of oligarchs and convicted criminals from the former Soviet Union, as well as his decades of mysterious trips to Russia in pursuit of real estate deals that never got off the ground. Fritsch swiped his phone to answer.
"Hello, Peter," a voice said. "This is Carl Bernstein."
The legendary former Washington Post Watergate reporter was now working with CNN. He had something urgent to discuss. Bernstein was polite and affable, far from the aggressive, take-no-prisoners reporter Fritsch imagined from All the President's Men. After exchanging a few pleasantries, Bernstein said he wanted to discuss some information he came across that suggested Trump might be entangled with Russian President Vladimir Putin in ways virtually no one knew or even suspected. If true, Bernstein said, this was a situation as dire as Watergate, maybe more so. He was also eager to get to a former British spy working at a company based in London called Orbis. He asked if Fritsch could help put him in touch. Fritsch, a former Wall Street Journal reporter and editor, fished a bit, trying to figure out how Bernstein had known to call Fusion. Hardly one to give up a source, Bernstein made vague reference to mutual friends. "I'm pretty sure what I'm hearing is more than just rumor," he said. Then he got to the point. He had heard some documents existed that painted an alarming portrait of the ways in which Russia may have compromised the incoming president. Could Fritsch help flesh out his understanding off the record? Could he help him get in contact with the ex-spy who had produced the documents? Fritsch answered in general terms that, yes, Trump's relationship with Russia was important, but he begged off any deeper discussion, at least for now. After hanging up, Fritsch called Simpson on an encrypted line. Simpson was wrapping up a year-end holiday in Mexico.
"Hey, I think we have a problem," Fritsch said. "I think Carl Bernstein may have Chris's reports."
Chris was Christopher Steele, a former intelligence officer with Britain's MI6, who once served in Moscow and went on to run the spy service's Russia desk. A highly respected but low-profile Russia expert, Steele was about to become famous in ways he never expected.
"Ugh," Simpson said. "That's not good."
After delving into Trump's Russia dealings for nearly 9 months, Fusion had hired Steele in May 2016 to supplement its research. By then, Fusion had many reasons to harbor suspicions about the Trump campaign. Months earlier, they had uncovered court filings in Virginia seeming to show that Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, owed tens of millions of dollars to Oleg Deripaska, a Russian oligarch who wanted his money back and had close ties to Putin. Simpson and Fritsch had also gotten wind of a closely guarded secret. The FBI suspected that the Russian government had hacked into the computer system of the Democratic National Committee. Fusion began to wonder if these events were related. Steele's task was to tap his Russian source network to answer some nagging questions arising from the information on Trump that Fusion had already gathered. Why had Trump made so many trips to Russia over the years without ever getting a single development project off the ground? Why did so many threads in the Trump story lead to Moscow and figures close to Putin? And why was Trump so smitten with Putin, who seemed fond of Trump in return?